The following is brought to you by the Starfleet Podcast Network, SPN, The Spin.
Big J's beef!
Part of it is the metal plate I have in my head.
I'm sure that's what it is.
That's why we get so many audio and microphone anomalies. Where exactly is that plate? Where's the plate in my head? It like covers all of it. It's all around the whole skull.
A full skull cap.
It's a whole skull cap of like a metal plate.
Can we see that? Do you have any
pictures or
like, yeah, well, no pictures. I can't see through your skin, but
like an x-ray.
Like a scan.
Oh, like one of those CAT scan things or something.
Like an x-ray. Do you got any of those?
No, but I probably should get one because I've got pretty bad brain damage.
So if I take you to the TSA, like they're going to pull you out and be like, I'm sorry, sir. You just keep setting off the alarm every single time when we wand you and everything else. So you're not allowed to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happens?
That's what they would do. Yeah. They would pull me aside, strip search me right there. Not even in a room, just like right there in front of everyone. Sir, do you have a metal plate in your head? I'm like, well, yeah, yes, I do.
Yeah, but they would give you a, they actually would give you a card for that.
A card?
Yeah, like a.
Okay, you lost me. A
medical card.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it would, because like my sister has to have, she has one for her knees.
You know, I'm recording you.
That's great.
Before you start talking about people's knees.
I'm serious because we were just talking about it.
Yeah. We're supposed to talk about Star Trek. Go ahead. Tell me your story.
Well, I'm still trying to work on figuring out how to get.
It's okay.
My box, all my words inside my box, and I'm not doing so good because their thing is stupid that. There's like, oh wait, nope. Then that cuts off that part.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. I will describe to you, give you like a little synopsis of what happened and what I wanted to talk about. Do you think that would, yeah, that should help. It won't be any, it won't be a spoiler of like the whole episode. Just this one scene that I thought, okay, this is kind of bullshit. How's that sound?
We can try it, but I did really want to watch the thing so that I kind of like,
well, but you can't get it to work. And every time I fix it, it works for like a week.
It's the fact.
Then you do something.
It's the fact that number one, I don't have the patience and sit and wait for it and mess with it. And it's doing that thing where like, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know exactly where the sensor is. And so there's times where I'm aiming the remote at it and it's not picking up the sensor correctly. So
did you take the batteries out and put them back in?
No, because it's on. Remember that the remote is attached to the ruler. So then I have to do surgery first to get it off, to get the battery out. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if that particular remote is one that the battery had leaked in before, so that also the connector in there is like a little bit damaged. And so that it doesn't always work, because I feel like I've taken out the battery and put in brand new batteries and it's not really totally that. So it's probably like the problem with your cord.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
Maybe. So let me tell you what happened in this episode, the scene that I want to talk about. All right. Okay. So, you know, Dr. Mbinga, right? The doctor, the chief medical officer on the Enterprise.
No, I haven't watched even like any of the first season.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, oh my God, you're so far behind.
You know that.
Why do I have you on these when you don't even, okay, that's all right. We'll keep moving forward. Okay. So anyway, there's this doctor and his nurse, like his head nurse, her name's Nurse Chapel. They are on this planet and there's a bunch of stuff going on that they're trying to stop a war. Basically these like rogue Klingons and people, they've got a ship They've got a Federation ship that they believe was built in the cave that they're in. So anyway, they're on the ship, and the doctor and the nurse, they need to get to the bridge to be able to send out a distress signal to the Enterprise, right? Well, before they do that, and they realize they have to fight through a whole bunch of Klingons to get there. So here's what they do. Are you ready for this? There's this case that the doctor has. There's a couple of hypo sprays in there with like this green colored stuff in the tubule. I don't know.
Talking about like a vial?
Yeah, it was like a vial. Yeah, you're right. It's like a vial that's connected to this.
I mean, I know what the hypo spray is.
It's kind of like a hypo spray. Yeah. Okay. So they inject themselves with this stuff, and it's kind of like venom that Bane uses in Batman, you know, the Batman bad guy character. Well, it gets them all tweaked out like they're on cocaine, speed, Mountain Dew or whatever, and they just go, it makes them stronger, faster. So this doctor and this nurse, they start beating the shit out of these Klingons, probably a good dozen of them in this fight from where they are and getting to where they need to be. So here's what I've got a problem with. I think, to me, honestly, I'm going to call bullshit on this whole thing. Like, was there no other way to get from point A to point B without taking this magical juice to get them all roided up for this fight? And I can't wait for you to see it. It's like, yeah, where did these two learn to fight? I mean, I get that it made them faster and stronger, possibly, but I don't think that makes you suddenly able to know how to fight. Is it just me?
So you're saying you don't like you don't think that the hypo spray juice like would provide them with like martial arts training and all that stuff all in like one little injection?
I don't see that. That's the part that I don't really see happening.
So you don't think they have any previous training or anything like that? They're just like suddenly like, we don't know anything and now we know everything from fighting?
When you see it, you'll probably see a little more of what I'm talking about. But yes, basically this stuff, I can see it making you stronger, faster, more alert or something, but it doesn't turn you into Bruce Lee or Batman or whatever, you know, suddenly knowing how to fight. And it's a little incredulous to me. I don't think that that's going to teach you how to do that. Now,
okay, well,
if you got a hold of this stuff, then Jesus help me. But
so think about the shows and movies where like they're sleeper agents or whatever, and like that, like there's that code word that turns.
They're not sleeper agents. They're not sleeper agents.
Well, how do you know that? Do you know that they haven't had any training or like?
Because
we didn't think there was anything going on in, you know, in that other episode where like some people started acting weird, and then we found out that they weren't really people, that they were changelings. Sometimes
you're talking about in Star Trek Picard, they were changelings.
But I mean, sometimes in our Star Trek stuff, like, you know, we might scratch the surface and look at surface value, and there's a whole like another layer that they have that pops up, you know, later on. So we don't know if there's something, you know, like I said, I haven't seen this yet. So maybe I'll, you know, agree with you later, but probably not. I mean,
oh, really? You had to throw that in, probably not.
We had agreement on these things. So
you should agree with me.
I should.
Because everything I say is correct. It's right. You're just here to fight.
Sure, honey.
For no reason, just arguing because you like to argue.
I
think that's what it is.
No, it's because I know things you don't.
Very little.
Actually, that has not been true. In our last entire season of Picard, how many times did I nail things on the head and said, I think they're probably going this direction?
I remember it happening once. Maybe.
Okay, well, you're just in denial all the rest of the time, but that's okay.
Maybe twice.
Well, I've got credit for two, at least from you, so that's good enough for now.
That's all you're going to get. That is it. Okay, well, so you're saying that this doctor and nurse are sleep readers. I don't even know why I repeated that. That's the most ridiculous, outlandish thing that I've ever heard.
I'm just saying, like, you know.
Maybe they get some kind of training in Starfleet, like hand-to-hand combat training or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there might have been, like, I mean, yeah.
Bullshit!
So what was the point of having the hypo spray? Like,
to inject themselves with the stuff, with the serum.
Okay, so like in, in The Matrix, when they're running around with the blue pill and the red pill, it's like, okay, well, if you end up in this situation, you're going to take this one. If you end up in that situation. So it's like their emergency, like, cyanide pills.
No, that's not what the pills were for in The Matrix. They were not cyanide pills. They didn't run over.
No. I'm just saying.
They didn't run around with them. You had to pick
one. The other spies had cyanide pills.
Okay.
Not in The Matrix. I'm just saying, in The Matrix, they had red and blue pills and, you know.
Well,
they did different things. So are they carrying the hypo spray because this hypo spray is the activator for their secret training? You know,
No, it's not.
I want to sit out there.
It's not. It's like a steroid injection. It's not anything for secret training. Okay. No. It would be like, yeah, you play a sport, you go in the locker room, you've got a shot of steroid you take before the game or something, and then you're all tweaked out. It was kind of like that.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about that.
Why? Yeah, you've probably heard of it. You'd have to be living under a rock if you don't know how steroids work.
I do live under
a rock. Do you live under a rock?
I do, because when you mentioned Bane, like, I know who he looks like. I mean, I know what the character looks like, but, like, I literally didn't see that movie, so.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay, so here's the problem. Let's explain this. Let me give a little backstory. Nico does not watch any movies that are, like, decent. They're all, like, Danish, Portuguese, like, you know, Chinese, no subtitles.
Okay, so they're movies. Norwegian and Icelandic, and
Danish. Why don't you watch something mainstream? Then you would be educated. You would know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, there's more to life than just.
Nope. Don't finish Marvel that sentence. And,
you know,
Marvel and DC and action
comics and action adventure.
No, there isn't.
But your realm and my realm are a little bit like. We have that overlap, but then they are very divergent. So I'm on the whole other end of the fantasy sci-fi spectrum most of the time than you are. So, and I like,
yeah, you're way out there, way out there.
And I like the serial killer stuff. So,
that's good. You watch it like you're watching Training Tape. That's what it is. That's the problem. Like football players the day after the game watching the highlight reels.
Okay, well.
Like studying and training what they did. You're getting tips.
It's just. So I don't know. I mean, this is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Is there something about this part that you're thinking is totally incredulous that they're going to twist it later and we're going to pop up with something else? You know, like. Because that seems strange to me that you would be running around with a hypo spray, like
for a situation that you would have to fight your way out of like that, right?
Well, yeah,
I think so.
So did they know something ahead of time that someone else? I mean, I guess they're doctors, so I mean, I don't, sometimes doctors just get stuff like given to them, but like, was this something that they had developed, or was it something that they were given and said, okay, now we know this place might be dangerous, and you know, like, was there any prompting ahead of time that if you get into this kind of situation, go ahead and use a hypo spray on yourself?
Well, so apparently he brings this stuff with him everywhere is what he said. He's
just a chunky.
Like he's always got his stash ready. So yeah, apparently he takes
green
it every.
Goo. I don't know. I really try to stay away from the green stuff. You know, when everybody's like, "Ooh, yeah, these green smoothies are great." I'm just kind of like, ugh.
You keep green stuff in your purse or something like that?
I don't think so.
Your Hermione purse that has like an impossible amount of stuff in it.
I have the Mary Poppins bag.
Oh Jesus! You've got a TARDIS. That's what it is. It's
that
a TARDIS.
Would be awesome. That'd be super cool.
You made me forget what I was going to say.
Oh,
God dang it. Why do you do this to me? Like, I had a great point I was about to make. And you
I don't
freaking...
know. I'm just, my brain's so tired and I'm, yeah.
Well, so, oh, okay. I know what I was going to say. So I think that there was some thing, some event that must have happened at some point in the past to make him always carry the stuff around. So did his doctor find himself in a situation where he had to fight a bunch of people or something? And how did he get himself in a situation like that? Where it's like, hey, I wish I had something that would have helped me fist fight a lot better. So
what was the purpose of them being on the planet and the cave in the first place?
Well, I don't really want to say because.
Oh, okay. So that okay.
I don't want
to watch the episode. Okay.
Yeah, you'll have to watch the episode.
Okay.
I don't want to.
So no spoilers for me yet, right?
Yeah. I don't want to. Okay. I don't want to ruin it. I already kind of feel bad having to, do your work Hold for back. You and give you a synopsis of what we're talking about because somehow, in the 48 hours since this episode came out, you didn't watch it.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to be around a connected TV or internet or anything like until I don't even know Tuesday or something.
Yeah, so. That's you failed your job. The one I job. Know. The
it's
one
okay.
thing.
I've, yeah.
All our fans are going to be disappointed.
I know.
They're going to write in and be like, Big J, why do you even have her on these? Because. Yeah, you should just fire her.
Just fire her. I mean, I'm not getting paid. Maybe if I had pay, I could like do a better job. Then I'd be a little more incentivized.
Are you get paid? Like this is not. I'm not going to retire off of this. It's not like I'm making bank doing podcasting. I'll buy you a cheesy burrito or something. How about that? Or a Big Mac?
Can I get two?
No, you get one and a small drink.
Oh. Okay, well then I want like, can I get a, like an extra large milkshake to go with it from, oh, we have to find
a small,
like, no, I want the giant one from UDF. I was jealous the last time you got one of those.
No one told you couldn't order one.
That's, I know.
That's your fault.
That's my stomach fault too.
That's you making a choice and then blaming me for it. That's exactly what it is.
Next time so.
you make a bad choice and you're like, somehow I'm gonna blame Big J for this. He made me do it.
Well, you know, it would have been helpful like if I even knew like the season like show that I was supposed to be watching before. I must be late tonight.
Okay, so apparently folks, I didn't tell her the show that it was Star Trek Strange New Worlds, didn't give the season or the episode number. That's all on me.
I was at a loss. I'm like, trying to do what you told me to do. And I'm turned on the TV and I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to be watching?
That was my bad. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, now I'm going to search. Oh, what am I going to search for?
No, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Let me not take the fall for this one. I told you several times over the last couple weeks that Strange New Worlds was going to be starting its second season. I even said when. I said June 15th, Thursday.
You know what I thought I was going to be watching was like Legacy. That's what I thought you were going to tell me.
No.
But I couldn't remember what the word was.
Legacy is not actually a series. It's just something that's being talked about that the fans are hoping for. And it's not a real thing. It's just the name.
But that was
it's name that stuck.
I heard about Star Trek anything.
I literally said, I'm not even going to.
You I'm must have even, said it in your head. I know.
Did not. I said
you were having another conversation with me in your head.
You have a metal plate for a head. That's what it is.
Do you know, in the last 2 weeks, I don't even know the lack of sleep and everything else that I've, like, I'm up to. But yeah, there's not much going on and functioning in me right now. So
no, no, there isn't. Unfortunately,
moving is crazy.
Oh God.
I'm not helping anyone like this ever again. I'm just so you know.
Dummy.
I'm gonna be like, here's a box of matches. This is how you do it.
Just burn it all down, start over.
Burn it all to the ground. Well, you know, when they show up with a truck that's like half a block long, and then they're like, oh, we're not sure if we're gonna get all the stuff in there.
Bullshit. Like, yeah, you will.
Well, they did barely. And then, you know, like, yeah, that's a lot of stuff you have. So
that's what you get for trying to help out.
Bearing down.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. Yeah. All right. You see, this is why I don't want to do these recordings without you, because your tangents are very much welcome. Your off topic discussions are great. You just go like out to the right, like freaking off the road.
I'm just telling you.
I want to talk about Star Trek and you're talking about kneecaps.
I'm just telling you, like, well, they're both screaming right now. I could barely climb into the bed.
Right.
And yeah, so I mean, like, literally trying to get the TV remote lined up with the, you know, signal on the remote and the TV together was just, I'm kind of at a loss here. So, you know, and then once I managed to do all that stuff, to realize that I didn't even have the information to look up what it was supposed to look at, that was like, yeah, there were some big cuss words ready to come out.
Pitiful, just pitiful. And it's all my fault, apparently.
That was like, you know, you don't say things to me. You text me, especially for sports.
So you can go back and reference it.
Right. But there was no text about go look up this.
Okay, you're supposed to read my mind or something. All right, you got me.
I know it didn't happen.
Okay, well,
and in all the time that we had been talking about it this evening, there wasn't one mention for like the last 2 or 3 hours before we started recording. There was no mention of what I was supposed to be watching.
Well, why didn't you say something sooner?
I didn't think of it.
Oh, so you didn't think of it?
I'm trying to buy snacks for the road. I'm trying to like think about all the stuff I have to do for the animals I'm leaving behind. I'm like, you know, like I'm trying to think about what do I need to pack, and you want me to know to ask a stupid question like that. That was the one thing you could have thought of to help me out.
Man, I'm just getting peppered and grilled right now. I don't know why I walk into these things. Okay. Well,
if I forget my mouthpiece, then it's all going to be on you.
So before I get thrown under the bus for anything else, that was it. That was what I wanted to talk about. That's what I had a problem with. That's what Hypo sprays, they get you all juiced up and throwing hands like an inmate. Bunch of fighting, a doctor and a nurse kicking ass, Klingon ass.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
And Klingons so Klingons are stronger than humans, just.
Yeah, like genetically they're.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think there's probably anything they can give to humans that would like magically make them equatable to Klingon strength and all that stuff. And their training. I mean, because I imagine what, like when was it? I forget which show that Worf had his little boy on. But I think he was around the age of like 4 or something. And they already, what is it? What's the sword that he has? A Batliff?
Batliff. Yeah.
Okay. So I think he was about 3 or 4 years old, probably more about 4. And he already had his own little Batliff that they were doing training with. So, you know, like that's a lifetime skill that they start with as they're little and grow up. So I can't imagine seeing any humans being to that level of training and everything.
Yeah. Even if you are stronger, there's a whole thing about got to know what to do with it. Well, watch the episode. You'll like it. It's good. And just to remind you, it's Star Trek, Strange New Worlds. You might as well start with season one just because you haven't watched any of it. Or no, wait. Yeah. Yeah, do that. But you got to keep up.
Maybe I'll make you sit and watch it with me.
No. Maybe. Maybe I will. If you can make time for me, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I might have time when I'm done moving stuff.
Jeez. Yeah. I hope so. All right. Well, do you need a pulley to get you into bed? Old battle axe.
On the bed,
but old lady.
I think get off the bed to go do packing stuff. But I've got like a towel and I've got one little dress thing in here. So that's what I got to wear for a week.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, on that note, thank you for listening to this edition of Nico Bitches at Big J. We'd love to have you again. All right. Good luck packing.
Thanks.
Bye.
Where's the beef?
We are Beyond Trek Podcast. Lower your inhibitions and surrender your years. We will add inspirational and hilarious Trek content to your day. Your attention will adapt to subscribe to us. Resistance is futile.